Welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Will Stevenson.
Good morning, it's 8:15 at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Our second hour of Galesburg Live is here on Saturday morning. I'm Will Stevenson, host of Galesburg's Evening News weeknights from 5 to 6. And as we were joking off the air here, other duties as assigned today. Lots going on that our radio stations are involved in. And the person responsible for allowing us to do all that is my guest this hour, although that's not why he's here. Mayor John Pritchard runs the place, but he is here in the capacity of mayor this morning. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Will. Yeah, I'm glad to be here, and hopefully we can cover all the ground we need to cover in the next 30 minutes or so.
I hope so, too. First of those, got to be happy to get the budget process out of the way, at least for a couple of minutes before you start on next year's budget, right?
Yes, yeah, the staff has probably already started work on next year's budget, but it was good to get that budget passed. It was passed unanimously, and I'm glad to see it was a process where everybody, all the aldermen, and got their input, and the city manager did his job and brought forward a plan that was acceptable.
I'm going to take off my news hat and put on a slightly opinion-based hat here for a second. Based on my experience working for a few years in Springfield, here's how the budget process happened there and why I'm happy it doesn't work that way here. Right around, the aldermen in Springfield will get their so-called big budget books that the city's budget office prepared. Over the next couple of months, there will be, I don't want to call them hearings, but they're kind of public work sessions where each of the department heads presents their budget. Aldermen sometimes, but frankly very rarely, ask questions, even though that's the point of each of these meetings. And then after they've held all of these meetings and heard all of these proposals from each of the departments, then at the absolute last minute, before they vote on the budget itself, each of the aldermen talk at length about things they want to see changed or proposed. When they had this time beforehand where they could have made those suggestions and proposals and questions and things like that, and then the mayor gets angry because all these last minute changes have to come into the budget, he ends up getting virtually none of what he wants in the spending plan, and then we have a budget in place, and then everybody's not happy at the end.
Yeah,
that's exactly not how it works in the city of Galesburg.
Yeah, I'm glad to say that, you know, we start the budget process, you know, part of the issue, the first issue is it takes us till about June of, it'll take us till June of 2018 to kind of get a handle on revenues.
How things are going this year.
How things are going this year, what's happening with the pension funding levels and so forth. So, you can't do a lot before June, but we do start the process, and we do have meetings, work sessions throughout the year, and we try and close in on it. I think the city manager does a good job in communicating with the mayor and the aldermen about, you know, their concerns and so forth. And, you know, and obviously we have, you know, the public has opportunity to participate all the way along the process, you know, but we're not untypical in the fact that we just, you know, not a lot of people get enthusiastic about turning out to a budget work session.
Mm-hmm.
There's better things to do, like maybe watch football on Monday night or whatever. But
boy, a budget work session sounds pretty good to me, John.
Yeah, well, okay. But, you know, I'm you know, in Galesburg, and I think most Illinois cities, you know, we have what we refer to as a structural deficit, which merely means our revenues, you know, might rise without rate increases, $400,000 a year, and our expenses rise $1.5 million. So we're always sitting down at the end of June saying, oh my gosh, we're going to have a $2 million deficit that we have to deal with some way or whatever. And that all comes down to, you know, increasing revenues or cutting services or doing things differently. And you know, I'd kind of hope that being, you know, four budgets into it now, that we would have been able to resolve that problem, but it hasn't gotten any less than it was when I got into office.
Yeah. It's all well and good, I imagine, to kind of say, oh, I want to make sure we have a balanced budget and do whatever we need to do to make that happen. But at the end of the day, it's really easier said than done, isn't it?
Right. Yeah. There's tough choices. And each year, I think the choices are going to get tougher. I think, we didn't raise property taxes this year. And in fact, because the assessed valuation went up in the city of Galesburg for the first time, I think, in 12 or 14 years, individuals may see a slight reduction in their city property tax bill.
Yeah, we should emphasize that is the city only portion of the property tax bill.
And it also depends, if your house was reassessed and the value went up, your taxes, but we're just talking about the rate. So we're proud of that, but that's been done in part by, using a little, we used $500,000 of reserves this year for 2018. Well, obviously the excess reserves will eventually be depleted. So the decisions will get tougher.
I was going to say it's a good news, bad news situation. I mean, in theory, you'd like to be able to, raise property taxes the 5% you can every year before you have to really go to the public and explain why you need it. But on the other hand, that can still be a lot of money out of residents' pockets too.
Yeah, and we have a lot of residents where they are not blessed with lots of extra money laying around, so it's a challenge for them to be facing tax increases and so forth. So I'm pleased that we can hold the line on property taxes, and I think, 5 years from now, who knows?
For folks who may have not heard or read or seen any of our reporting on the city budget, any highlights this year? I know that you're looking still pretty hard at things like infrastructure and parks and recreation and things like that. Are those some of the highlights?
Yeah, we're in the middle of the process of a comprehensive master plan redo, which when that's completed sometime in the first 4 months, maybe April or May of next year, that'll provide a lot of useful direction to the administration on where the city needs to go. We're also in the middle of a Parks and Recreation Master Plan. Mm-hmm. That's also underway. The Heart and Soul Project hopefully will be wrapping up and giving us a lot of input on what they discovered the citizens of Galesburg want us to do. So we've got a lot of planning stuff going on. But we're still focused on, we put the utility tax in place in part to fund a lot of infrastructure improvements. You saw that with Silver Street and a couple of other streets were funded by that. We've got, as soon as we get the underpass completed, which hopefully which is ahead of schedule, but won't be finished until early next year. Then we'll move on to the Farnham Street Bridge, which has to be replaced entirely. So, we keep moving checkers around the boards to keep people on their toes as to where they can drive and can't drive.
Yeah, you said in the State of the City speech at the Chamber Thanksgiving luncheon, you said just when we remove one obstacle, we create another.
Right. But the Farnham Street Bridge is a situation where it's a pre-stressed concrete structure. I've learned all this now from the administration. And it's not the kind of, and when it begins to deteriorate, you've got to replace it.
It may not look like it's in bad shape, but is it?
Yes, it's in bad shape. I would imagine that in a couple of years, we might face a situation where it would be unsafe to drive over it. Hmm. So we've kind of coordinated the construction with the school district on how they want to do it, and we've got the engineering agreements in place, and so we've done all the work in advance to be ready to go.
When do you anticipate that starting?
I would imagine it would start, middle of next year.
Okay. We're talking with Mayor John Pritchard here on Galesburg Live. We'll maybe take a few more minutes for some questions here before we take a break. Is it kind of, difficult, and I hate to, you know, spend so much time painting in broad brushes here, but is it kind of difficult kind of reconciling maybe what the administration feels the priorities are of the city versus, you know, what aldermen may want, what versus what you may hear from constituents and that sort of thing versus, you know, even what you'll hear from Heart and Soul and the mass development of the master plan and things?
You know, I don't think it's that difficult.
Yeah.
I think for the most part, all those all the involved parties, the aldermen, the administration, they all have the same goal, which amounts to how do we take our limited resources and utilize it in the best possible way for the city. There's probably differences of opinion about what some certain priorities need to be. Obviously I'm a guy that's looking at streets and sewers, and I want to fix storm sewers so that areas of the city that flood don't flood anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also interested in it, and I think you saw it this year, you know, a number of city parks received new equipment this year for the first time in many years. The master plan is hopefully the park and recreation master plan is going to hopefully, you know, give us some key direction. You know, what I've noticed is a lot of the city buildings and structures have had maintenance that's been a little
deferred.
A little deferred. And hopefully we'll catch up on some of that. There's a lot of accomplishments this year. You know, Rotary Park is finally done. I think they pumped the water in last week for the ice skating rink, so hopefully
that's
it'll be cold enough. You know, we've been working on, you know, the city worked hard and finally received the $4 million Illinois EPA forgivable loan for lead service line replacement. We're about to get the second batch under that contract bid out. The Main Street underpass, of course. We have Mark Klein developing his residential subdivision on across the street from the Lincolnshire subdivision. We also will be breaking ground with Mike Martin next week for his new subdivision, which is just north of Aldi's on the west side of the road that's being put in that runs due north. The west side will be residential development, and on the Seminary Street side of that area, there'll be more commercial lots developed. We see a lot of retail interest in Galesburg still. You don't know how it's going to turn out, but there's a lot of that going on. Park Plaza and the parking lot across the street from us here.
Yeah.
You know, that's been kind of designed and is getting ready to happen next year. Fortunately and unfortunately, we'll be getting a new fire truck later this year.
I wonder how that happened.
to replace the old one, which was
met its untimely demise.
Untimely demise a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
We've got people. Kit Wilcox and his group is still working on whether or not they can make a boutique hotel and restaurant in the old Ferris building. Even the small stuff, which, you know, makes me smile, you know, our waste receptacles downtown are all painted. I love it. I just smile every time I see one of those.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, hopefully at North Broad Street and Carl Sandburg, you know, we're getting close to getting the traffic lights installed and operational.
Let's stop right there, and we'll talk more about some of that and some of maybe the good, the bad, and the future of city government here within this year and next with Mayor John Pritchard. It's coming up. It's now 8:29 on Galesburg Live on WGIL. We'll break. Nick Isher will have news headlines, and then we'll continue our conversation with the mayor coming up.
Welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Will Stevenson.
8:39 at WGIL. This is Galesburg Live. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. I'm Will Stephenson. We'll check in again with Tom Meredith at our community food drive in about 10 minutes or so once again to find out what's happening there. And we do appreciate your support with that and all the other things going on in the community today with Galesburg Express, I think, kicking off right now, among other things. We're talking with Galesburg Mayor John Pritchard. By way of full disclosure, John also owns the place here. So, but I'm glad you're here talking about the your job as mayor. Thanks for coming back in.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Again, you know, we do have a lot of things going on in the community. And as I kind of alluded to with Josh Gibb in the last hour, it frustrates me to no end when I hear people say there's nothing to do in Galesburg. And this is just the second year for Galesburg Express. But what is having something, a big event like that, that encompasses a different number of stops downtown? What does that mean to a community like Galesburg?
Well, first of all, let me talk about myself. It means my my two grandchildren will come over from Iowa today and spend the day here.
Hey, there you go.
And that's great. So it's apparently working. It's drawing people from outside the community in. And, you know, it's a lot of fun. It's a good time for kids and, you know, so parents and grandparents, you know, should come down and enjoy it. You know, it's one of those things that I'm sure that will build continuously over the years and become a bigger and bigger event. But it's a lot of fun now. It's a great way to spend a Saturday and you know, get out and come downtown.
Absolutely. By the way, you can go to WGIL.com in the community events page to find out more info on the Galesburg Express event. Let's, again, talk about what's been happening in the city and the city council this year. You alluded to the both the comprehensive the master plan for both Parks and Rec and for the rest of the city. How close are we to seeing either of those be completed and perhaps maybe come to fruition in some form?
Well, the process is underway. I think we hope to have them kind of wrapped up, probably the Parks and Recreation plan sooner than the comprehensive master plan. But, you know, in early and mid next year, we should have those things underway, as well as I believe the Heart and Soul folks will also have delivered their final report and results.
So, but you are anticipating maybe working some of that into perhaps next year's city budget?
Yeah, I think some of the priorities maybe that are going to be established will work into the 2019 budget process. You know, it's hard to say now exactly what, you know, because the work is underway, it's hard to say where we're going to be going when we get those done. But, you know, I just printed out this morning before I came in here the 250 pages of the preliminary Parks and Recreation study needs, you know, study. So
the next
that alone will take me a month to get to digest. There's a lot of details in there.
And that'll eventually come be developed into a more cohesive, more well-organized plan?
Yeah. There's several components. Obviously, you know, doing the survey of the citizens and what they were interested in is what this, what I was talking about printing out today is just the first part of it. There's, you know, obviously other information to look at. I'm interested in, you know, in the notion of, you know, do we have enough baseball fields? Do we have enough basketball courts? You know, basic stuff like that. And if we don't, what do we do about it? You know, how do we solve those problems if they are problems?
One issue that wasn't in the Parks and Rec plan, or maybe it is, I don't know, but kind of got pushed pretty quickly around the middle of the year was, again, the ongoing issue with the beach at Lake Story. You thought you had something going there, and then that just kind of, it seems to me it kind of crumbled as quickly as it was formed in terms of having a private entity kind of manage some of that operation.
Yeah, that
what, you know, happened there?
Well, I think a guy, you know, we were approached by a couple of different parties who wanted to take over the operation of the beach. One party was selected, and for reasons that only he can tell us, he decided to give that up and quit in the middle of the year, actually about a week before the 4th of July, which, of course, the 4th of July, as you know, as we all know from the radio station, is mm-hmm. when there are thousands of people you know, at Lake Story all day long, enjoying the holiday and staying for the fireworks.
It doesn't seem like that would be the time to want to back out on something that you committed to.
Yeah, I'm just guessing. If I were going to quit, I would have quit on the 5th of July. it's difficult. The city, I've looked at the concession numbers in the past for the concession stand out there at the pavilion building. And, you know, there's just not a lot of sales that go on and not a lot of activity that goes on there. So, you know, we rushed to put a deal together, and then it turned out to be the wrong idea. So I think we're going to go back to where we were before for next year, which is basically, you know, the beach will be open. It won't be lifeguarded, and there'll probably be even, you know, maybe just vending machines instead of a concession stand, manned concession stand.
It sounds like you might be saying that it may not be, at least if a parks and rec plan is developed, it may not be the highest priority.
Should it be? Well, I just printed all that stuff out this morning and I haven't read it.
it depends on what page it is in the book, right?
Yeah. You know, I'm sure the study, the people, the consultants hired to do it have probably looked at that, and that'll be addressed in the plan.
Okay. Yeah. It seems to me to be one of those things where, you know, sometimes, you know, people will come out and be pretty vocal about it one way or the other. But at the end of the day, as you said, some of the numbers just don't maybe match up as much as you would like with the need that some people express.
Right. Yes. Okay. I'm kind of particular about what, you know, are you talking about a need or are you talking about a want? You know, a lot of times, you know, we need to be clear what we're talking about. So
we're talking with Mayor John Pritchard here on Galesburg Live. Maybe another question or two, and then we'll take another break. Are there things, and you were elected to another term as mayor this year, have there been things that you've maybe seen as, that you wanted to see as priorities that didn't pan out the way that that you wanted it to?
Well, you know, no, I think we're making progress in a lot of areas at the same time. Obviously, one of the things I was concerned about was the infrastructure, needing more attention, streets and so forth, even our buildings. And I think we're making great progress in that regard. I wanted to see new residential housing developed. We're doing well there. I wanted to see, you know, we've got Project Rebound, which is a private group of citizens that are, you know, taking houses and rehabilitating them. You know, they're not doing hundreds of homes, but they're doing a handful of homes, and those homes would probably have ended up on the city's demo list. So
that's something, at least the issue of demos has gotten in a lot of attention. It seems like it does every year. Is that kind of a difficult thing to manage? And that seems to me to be maybe a big problem that would be hard to solve in terms of some of these, a lot of these homes that are in disrepair and that, you know, either the owners need to fix or demolish or things like that.
You know, Will, and this is before your time. I know you're quite elderly, but
thank you for bringing that up.
I'm even older. Galesburg had about 38,000-39,000 people in the population in the mid 70s, and now we're down to about 31. What does that mean? It means we've got a lot more, and we've got a lot of empty housing, more housing than we need, and that housing is, some of that housing is falling apart. The city of Danville, Illinois, which is pretty similar to Galesburg in terms of population and so forth, I mean, they've had a very aggressive, demo program going on for a number of years. I think it's true that, you know, removing these blighted homes from neighborhood actually improves the neighborhood, improves the value of the other existing homes in the neighborhood. And it's something I'd like to see us, you know, be more aggressive about, but it requires funds.
Right.
So, that's always the problem. But, as I campaigned last time, you know, I ran into people who had, you know, come look at this house, come look at this address. And, you know, there are just a lot of homes out there that are beyond saving.
Yeah, but it is good, as you mentioned, to have the have Project Rebound and Habitat for Humanity and things like that that are at least doing something, because, you know, forgive me for sounding slightly critical, but the houses that are being built in Galesburg otherwise, like in the Klein subdivision, and I imagine that would be built near Aldi and whatnot. Not everybody would be able to afford houses like
right.
that.
Our housing, the whole housing issue in the community, you know, we need to address, you know, we need new housing for the young executives who get transferred here for, you know, for the BNSF or whatever. But we also need to rehabilitate more, you know, less expensive housing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Project Rebound tries to do. They're really trying to put in, you know, their target is to be able to rehabilitate and sell for $50,000 or less homes to probably single, you know, single parent households.
Mm-hmm.
People who probably have jobs that they, you know, they can't, you know, they can't, certainly can't put together a down payment. So Project Rebound kind of takes care of all those things. But yeah, at all different levels. Obviously, if someone wants to come to a community and restore a Victorian home, we've got the homes for you. but you know, you need a selection all the way up and down the price scale and old and new. And I just think we need to work on all those. And we, and, you know, the homes that have gone beyond practical rehabilitation, we need to be more aggressive about removing those.
Let's talk about some other maybe goals for 2018 when we come back here. We're going to take a break first. We're talking with Galesburg Mayor John Pritchard on Galesburg Live. It's 850 at WGIL.
Got a question for our expert? Call 342-9194 or email it to WGIL at WGIL.com. Ask the expert during Galesburg Live on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
856 at WGIL. Just a few more minutes to talk with Galesburg Mayor John Pritchard here on Galesburg Live. Thanks for joining us again this morning. So what do you see other than what we've talked about in the city budget, John, as sort of priorities going into 2018? And I mean, things beyond, you know, the infrastructure needs and that sort of thing.
Well, you know, we're kind of in the process now where the administration is working pretty feverishly on investigating whether or not there's an opportunity for Galesburg to develop some solar electrical projects in the area. I'm pretty hopeful. I think it's, you know, the state of Illinois created some tax incentives about a year ago,
mm-hmm.
and rules are being rewritten this month, and certain things won't become known until March, but my understanding, you know, but we're making preparations now to be able to proceed with proposals. Frankly, I see probably what might happen is Galesburg could reduce his expenses by several hundred thousand dollars, and any investment would be done by the private sector. So no cost to the Galesburg taxpayers.
So that sounds like a no-brainer, right?
Yeah, that's a no-brainer, I think, in my world of bean counting.
Although, yeah, although on the other hand of it, the energy efficiency hand of it, you know, the, boy, that sure gets a lot of perhaps unnecessary yeah. debate these days.
Well,
right?
You know, the bottom line is if it weren't for these REC credits and the investment tax credits, you know, solar energy would just be too expensive, more expensive than regular energy. And Galesburg's electricity already is comes from renewable resources, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Absent, but the creation of these SREC credits you know, changes the game for a while, and we want to be at the front of that,
mm-hmm.
Because we think the first people in will have the get the best deals.
All right, Mayor John Pritchard. Unfortunately, we're out of time. We could probably talk another couple of hours on all this stuff.
But, sure,
but all right. We all have stuff to do today. So thanks
all right.
for coming in.
Thank you.